Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the Come So Far and about to be back in the sanctuary and about to welcome their about to be installed pastor and who have so much to be thankful for and for whom I am so very thankful, people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, February 27th, 2022, featuring our scripture readings. As always, let's begin with prayer. By your Spirit, O God, enlighten our hearts, open our minds, fill our vision with your radiance, and give us life. As we hear your word today, that you might give us life all of our days. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our first reading is a description of what might have happened after Moses came face to face with God. Moses had been in the very presence of God to receive the commandments. His brother Aaron and all of the Israelites knew this because his face shone. This strange shining was a sign that these commandments had indeed come from God, not from Moses. Reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 29 through 35, let's listen for God's word. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with the Lord, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, the Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining. And Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with God. So ends the first reading. In Luke's gospel, the author tells of the transfiguration of Jesus with our Old Testament lesson in mind to make the point that Jesus represents God and God's authority, just as did Moses and Elijah. Let's listen again for God's word in Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep. But since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.